views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Colette Marie Stephan. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, which is the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you, so feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I have a very special guest today all the way from England, and that is Susie Briscoe, who is the founding chair, international business executive coach, mentor, and master leadership with Legacy Mentors, helping professionals and business leaders find rainbows within their lives. Susie founded Acer Coaching Associates, ACA, in 2004. After graduating as a fully accredited coach, mentor, and a supervisor with Coaching and Mentoring International. She is the co-author of best-selling book, Life Sparks. She's one of the contributing authors of that book, along with me. And she is also an international best-selling author of Your Creative Thoughts and Ready, Aim, Thrive. Susie Briscoe, your chapter in the book is No More Excuses, Open Your Doors of Discovery, and that's on starts on page 15. Are you there, Susie?
Yes. Hello, Colette. Lovely to be with you.
You too. It's so nice to actually be able to talk to you this morning. And, we haven't met in person, but we do have that commonality that we shared a story of inspiration in the Life Sparks book. And it's such a pleasure. I just wanted to say thank you so very much for taking the time to be with us today and to tell us a little bit about, you know, why you decided to write a chapter in this book. And, you know, I'm just going to give you the floor here and you tell us what you want to tell us.
Okay, Colette, that's very generous of you. First of all, thank you. It's an honor to be with you and your listeners. And I'm really excited that you invited me. How did I come to be a contributing editor? I went out to, where was it? Oh, Maryland. I went to Maryland and I was on a writing retreat with Christine Closer. And I met Tammy and Denise, who are the publishers of Life Sparks. And having met them in person long before they had the idea of getting Life Sparks together, as far as I know, when the opportunity came to join with them and do something together, I just jumped at it. The fact that it was them was all I needed. I didn't need anything else to give me the confidence to know that it was worthwhile doing. And I'm so pleased I did, because for one, it's got me here with you today, Colette.
And, and me with you.
It's just great fun.
It has been a lot of fun meeting people. Yeah. Inspiring people.
What amazes me is, we're the other side of the world from each other. You're over in British Columbia, and I'm sitting here in my room in the UK. And yet here we are talking, known each other for years, it seems. And it just happens. It works. It's brilliant.
I love it. And, you know, a part of the reason, I don't know if I've ever really shared this with on the radio before, like, but when I was told about the Life Sparks and Tammy contacted me, I had always wanted to share the story of my dad.
Yeah.
And his journey.
Which was very moving,
and,
I say. Very moving.
And I just felt that that was something that I wanted to let people know that, you know, sometimes, you know how life, you know, you and I were talking about this, that yes, my show is aptly named Shift Does Happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, in life we have so many things that can be, you know, that can really seem like challenges. And I know you've had your fair share. You've told me, you know, a little bit. So I would just like you to maybe share your story. I know you do a lot of charity work.
And, yes,
you know,
I do.
Quite often I'll ask people when they're coming on my radio show, is there any points that you want to share? And I have to be honest with you, out of all the people that I've had on my show and asked what points to share, I've never had such interesting ones.
Well, that's really nice. I think that's what Tammy and Denise have brought together with a group of people that contributed to the book. Lots of different people from around and about. And I mean, the likelihood of me going over to that book retreat was, well, very random. And yet look what's happened as a result of it.
Yeah, that's
what
I love about it. So
yeah,
You're in England and you are,
yes.
I was reading your biography. And so just tell us a little bit more about your journey here.
Okay. Well, I think I started out when I got married, my husband didn't want me to work and I didn't want to be kicking around all day doing nothing. I'd had a very high powered position in a London advertising agency in the 1960s. Blink and, you know, please God, you don't think I sound that old. But it was when women were basically considered only good enough to make tea or coffee and take some notes and type them up. And I managed to get to be an advertising director within a London agency. So that was very exciting. So having going on in my life to suddenly be married and not work, very extraordinary. So I didn't want to sit around and do nothing, but I had a baby and the baby, you know, took control of my life. That baby is now 45. She was 45 on Saturday and we all got together and had a fabulous time, which was great fun. Can't believe that she's 45. She shouldn't
be.
It's not allowed.
She's a Sagittarian.
She is. Yeah, another fire sign. I'm a Leo.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarian, so I understand.
Yeah,
we have to take a quick break, Susie. And I was just wondering if, when we come back from the break, sharing this story because it's fascinating. I had no idea about that. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Steffen, and my guest today, all the way from the UK, is Susie Briscoe. And when we return, we're going to continue with her story. And also, if you want to call in 1-800-932-819 to ask either of us a question, or if energy shifted, we to do that for you. We'll be right to make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's MichaelShane.com Shane.com and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
brand consultant and coach, Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. Awesome. Thank you so much for your generosity. I mean, whoever talks to you first is the lucky winner.
This is to all, anybody who is listening, honestly, Vanessa.
Oh, for everyone.
Colette,
oh, well, thank
everybody
you.
Who is out there listening, I would like to make gift from me to you, from UK to my Canadian and American friends, and anywhere else in the world.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Susie. There's a lot of people like are calling in, and they're saying, you know, hey, we're really feeling disjointed. So this is a beautiful gift because, you know, when you work on for business, your branding, you really have to look deeply at who you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're going to do it. All of those things come up, how you present it. And these things, I have found with clients that this close introspection of oneself can be very challenging and
very
then you put it out there in the public way. So that's a beautiful gift. Thank you so much. And we have a caller. So I'm going to take this call. I'm going to see, and this from England.
Brilliant.
So yeah. Joanna from England. Are you there, Joanna?
Hello, Colette and Susie. Hello again.
Hello. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, when I think of you, I always feel better than I am.
Okay. All right. So I fill you in, Susie. I've been calling into the show over the last year and a half, I'd say. Once in a while, she calls in. And
nice.
She was actually living in Poland and wanted to move to the UK, and we got her in the UK now. So
great.
Now we're looking
Hi, Joanna.
To... So, Joanna, what's going on with you today? Like, what can we help?
Just one little thing. I just want to say that I've been listening to your radio show for 2 years and a half, I think, already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And I mean, I love brave enough to call in and let us know. And generally when people call in, the people do call in have a tendency to kind of reflect on, you know, on a bigger planet, I find. So going on with you and we empower you here.
Yes. Well, I've been for a couple of weeks or maybe a few more weeks. I've been feeling really shaky. I feel like, I don't know if it's the shakiness or vibration in my brain and in my around my heart. And it brings also like, a little, and I've got some like digestive issues that I've never had before. And it feels like, you know, it brings also a little bit of fear about my health. And, you know, sometimes when I don't think about this, what is going on with me, I feel fine, everything's fine. But then it just, every morning almost, like I feel like this, my heart's beating and this kind of like a strange vibration around it. And it's like I've got concern about on an energetic level. If you could help a little bit or if you could point out.
Okay. What I'd like to do, Joanna, is just get like just a baseline from 0 to 10. Where you're at, and then we're just going to take a quick break because there's a bit of cutting in and out with you, and we'll see if we can fix that. But if you could just give me a number, 0 to 10, where you're at.
I think it's around 8.
At what?
My mind. And I also wanted to say around 8.
Okay.
And I also wanted to say that
yeah. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about this. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny, and we'll be right back after this short break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We'll be right back.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, from talesfromthevector.com. That's T-A-I-L-S if you're looking for energy correcting cards and paintings. And for information regarding the Energetic Upgrade online program with Mark Kettenbach, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. And you can also find me on all the social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I just wanted to say we have Susie on. We were having a bit of technical difficulty. We also have Joanne on from England, who is calling in regarding her shaky feeling. So I am just checking in now with Susie. Are you there? Oh, she's not back on yet. Joanna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Joanna?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Good. Okay. So Brian's getting Susie back, and in the meantime, I can hear you better now. So we're just going to strengthen. There's something going on with our connection that's been a little crazy. But what's coming up you is the shakiness and that feeling you're getting in your heart. It's coming up an inability to digest life in the way that it's presenting at this time. So the shakiness is about like the feeling that like the ground is shaking, actually, like the ground you're walking on isn't steady. So we're just going to strengthen your authentic self triad, your body, your soul, your spirit. We're going to get you strong and everybody else listening out there to be more in balance. There's a lot happening on the planet right now. There's a lot of energy. It's kind of like uncertain energy. And so we just want to strengthen everybody to go to their core. And also, if you put some tension into your spine, that's kind of like your hard drive of if you were to consider yourself as a computer. We're just going to strengthen that you can put some energy there and that you can let go of anything that would be bothering you in any minute and allow yourself to open up to your heart is what's coming up. So the number one thing that's coming up with you right now, Joanna, is this fear. And so fear is really just, it's just fear. So what's coming up is information that's out there, misinformation, and any misinterpretation of any information that you're receiving right now. So we're just going to strengthen you to all of that. Can I just check in with you, Joanna, and see where you're at as far as number-wise?
No number pops up now, so it feels like maybe... everything's gone. I just want to say that I was raised by a very fearful, fearful mother. So
this is really natural. All of a sudden, when you get to this place now, where you can feel that hey, there's no charge to it anymore. Now we want to strengthen you and just to notice how easy it was for you to go there. And so we're just going to get you strong to that, you move into this place where you catch that, like when your body will start to give you indications that there's something going on, that something's bothering you. And so we want to strengthen you to be able to go into it in a stronger way. And so we're just going to get that all 100% for you so that your authentic self triad is 100% working in balance with your manifestation on the third dimensional plane is what's coming up. So we just get you strong to all of that. Now, just go back into your heart right now and just feel your heartbeat. And we're just going to strengthen you that, you can get in touch with that and that your heartbeat is in rhythm with what's going on with the earth. So if things are feeling like they're speeding up a little bit for you right now, your heart doesn't have to speed up with anxiety. It's just that we're accelerating and expanding on the earth at a very quick rate right now. There's a lot of more consciousness on the planet is what I've been getting. And there's been a lot of astrological and astronomical instances happening on the planet right now. So that it's kind of like when I test this energy, because a lot of people are speaking of this, that they are feeling this kind of like this unsettled feeling. So we just want to really get you strong that you can settle yourself and other people listening in can settle themselves and just be in a place where you breathe. Okay, and I'm getting, like, for you, Joanna, sometimes, like, you know, you quit breathing, okay? So, like, you're holding your breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Yeah. And so...
Could I ask you something?
There we go. Susie, you're back on. How wonderful. Yeah, would you like to put your two cents in?
Yeah, I'd love to. Joanna, what I was finding when you were speaking earlier, I get a really big urge for you to get something to plant into the ground, to kind of ground yourself as though you could feel more belonging. Does that make any sense for you?
Yes.
Could you hear me?
Yes.
Joanna?
Yes, you're right. Yes, you're right.
Okay, she's crying right now, Susie. So this is, you hit it, the nail on the head, is because when you said that, as soon as you said, like, to plant something.
Yeah.
I love that, Susie. Brilliant. And, you know, that's exactly, this energy is coming from the base chakra, survival issues, and not feeling like you have roots. Where you are because you've transplanted. So, Susie, you know, I'm getting this intuitively to ask you, what would you plant if you were her? You're in England, so you'll know.
Yeah. Well, I would say for myself an Acer or a maple tree. Oh, maple tree, because you're in Canada and I'm in the UK, as is Joanna now. And the Acer tree it's another word for a maple tree. But I would think, if that doesn't speak to Joanna, then maybe find something that would grow in Poland that would also adapt here. I don't know.
Yeah. How does
something
that feel to you,
feel
Joanna?
That's interesting.
How does that feel to you, Joanna?
Yes, well, okay. I would dream of having a garden.
Yeah, this is a lot of emotion coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to that emotion of kind of being like in foreign land. But let's remind you that you wanted to be there.
Yes,
so that,
and
we want you
not complaining.
Yeah, there we go. And so, yeah, it feels, you know, we just want to strengthen you. Like, I love that idea of planting something. When we plant something and then we look at it, it reminds us that life goes on. And this is something
that I found. And putting down roots.
Yeah, and putting roots down and saying, okay, well, I can put roots down in another country now, and I'm safe. And, you know, like when I was living in Australia, I lived in Australia for a year and a half. I loved that there was not really a winter that was fathomable compared to Canada.
Yeah.
But one thing that I found growing up in Saskatchewan, which is, you know, it can get like 40 below, 50 below with the wind chill, and we're talking minus Celsius degrees. And, you know, so we have the seasons here are very, in Canada, they're, you know there's a change in season. And so the beautiful thing about that is we plant seeds in the spring. And then we watch them grow in the summer, and then the trees, the leaves start to fall off. And one thing that the tree leaves falling off that I love to think of when I see them, and they're changing all these beautiful colors, and then all of a sudden they're falling to the ground, and it's kind of sad. But it kind of reminds me that, hey, when things fall apart, it can be very
together again.
And then the winter, and we get to rest. And so we're just strengthening you that I'm getting like to all four seasons. You've got a bit of a weakness going into winter, and a lot of people do. It's kind of like the cold, and that makes sense coming from Poland. So we're just going to strengthen all of that for you. And Joanna, thank you so much for calling in. And we will. We have another caller on the line here. And so we're just going to see. Brian, do you want to put the next caller on? Is this Chelsea from Canada?
It is. Hello.
Hello? From Canada?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Chelsea.
I was going to see if we could
What can Susie and I do for you today?
I was going to see if we could shift the energy for my son. He tends to get too wound up and hyper and almost out of control. And it's really hard for me to handle. I just can't settle down.
Okay, how old is your son?
He's 4.
How old is your son? Okay. Did he start play school or something now?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, he's coming up play school. You know, I always found that kind of funny when they say that kids are going to play school, because I think for them, they already know how to play.
Yeah.
And he's a little weak to school. And so we're just going to strengthen, you know, when you were a little girl and you started school, do you remember what that was like for you?
I have no memory, no.
Okay, so you don't remember it or you didn't enjoy it?
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay, so because I'm getting you're suppressing a few memories from school. So we're just, or that age. It's actually like that age of going into school. And so we're just going to get you strong to, and your son strong to the changes that are going on around you right now. There's some karma coming in here that I'm going to work on in the background. But I want to ask Susie, because I know, Chelsea, you called into the show before and you were asking about starting up a business,
like yes.
Getting more business. And what I wanted to know is, how is that going for you?
It's slowly going. I've got a couple people seeing me, so
okay.
it's slowly going.
Did you hear earlier in the show that Susie was sharing this vision board and for branding and all of that for yourself?
No, I
did you hear that part of the show? Okay, so you want
to,
Susie, you share this with her again.
Okay.
In case we're cutting out, okay?
Okay.
She's got a beautiful vision.
The vision one is tinycc/happiness. And the storyboard, the story and branding is tinycc/your story. I think it's just that. I think that's it.
Okay, cool.
And
you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Susie, I'm going to post this on Facebook underneath advertisement for this. And if someone missed it, it'll when they go there. How's
that'd be wonderful. I'm happy for you to do that.
I think
Chelsea, those will be helpful to you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm getting
great.
Chelsea that for you right now, your son, when they're that young, if you're going, you're nervous about it, he's picking up on that energy. The calmer
I just noticed when he's
calmer, he will be.
Yeah, I just noticed when he's with his dad, he's a lot more calmer,
yeah.
And then when he's around me, he's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's because your energy is more your the fear of change, and then he's picking up on that. So we're strengthening you that you're gonna put some energy there, breathe. You're gonna feel your heart, and you're gonna check that vision board thing. Susie's.
I will.
Okay, Colette, what about using some rose quartz and some calcite?
Yeah, we have to take a quick break here now. Right back, and we have another call. So I'm going to let Chelsea go, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Thank you.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth Is Funny. I have Susie Briscoe with me here today, all the way from England. And I have, we had Chelsea on the line, and we were, Susie, you were wanting to share with her, I know you're into crystals like I am. Which crystals did you recommend that would help with calming her son?
Well, I thought for both of them, actually. I thought from rose quartz, which is a wonderful feminine stone, as you know, and it speaks to the heart and femininity. But it also, I thought calcite, when you were talking about firming up her spine, breathing into her spine, calcite, Icelandic calcite came into my mind immediately. I don't know what you feel about those.
Yeah, I love it that you know so much about crystals because I love that energy from them. And the rose quartz, I actually, when I moved, I left my youngest daughter back in Saskatchewan. So I had a huge hunk of rose quartz and she has the other half. And we both, we have it in,
beautiful.
You know, she has she has it under her bed, and I have mine, you know, in my room. And so that we know, like I said to her, you know, and, it, you know, rose quartz is, like you said, it's a beautiful energy. It's pink, and it's very heart-opening. I think that's and what I like to do sometimes is when I'm doing energetic shifting is I'll put some of those energies of the crystals in with the shifts so that they soften and gentle up a little bit. we do have another caller.
Well, that's why I thought I'd share it with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We do have another caller on the line, and I think it's Eldon from Canada. Are you there, Eldon?
I believe it's Kelvin.
Hi, is it Eldon?
Kelvin.
Can you speak up a little bit, Eldon?
My name is Kelvin.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What's that one? What can
That's
we do
fine.
For you now?
Colette, it seems like I have been stuck Calvin. For quite a while, and I need to move on as far as finding my purpose in life and also my career.
Awesome. You picked the right day to call. So we're going to just ask you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it's the absolute worst, where are you on that scale?
For being stuck, probably an 8.
Mm-hmm. The feeling of being stuck.
Yes.
What number are you at?
8.
Yeah, I was getting an 8. So, Susie, you know, I'm going to turn this over to you, and I'm going to do some energetic shifting in the background here. So, okay. For Calvin. Okay. So, you know, what are you picking up here? Because you seem to be very intuitive.
Well, I'm wondering where exactly the stuckness is coming from, Calvin.
Well,
are you stuck in your personal life or in business?
Personal life. So I want to
personal life. Okay.
Move on and find more fulfillment.
Okay. Okay. And so do you have a partner in your life?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how are you getting along?
We have quite an open dialogue. There has been some tension lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I'm just getting that there's a little bit of been a shift in the relationship somewhere. Okay, so Susie, I'm just going to ask you, you wanted to ask, is it personal? Do you have something that you would like to share with Calvin?
Well, I was just interested to know how long this has been going on, the energy change. What do you think has changed it?
I want to find more satisfaction.
Are you there, Calvin?
Yes, I would like to find more satisfaction in
okay,
my life.
So you mentioned you. Okay. All right.
The rose quartz again comes to my mind as a mm-hmm. crystal. It's the rose quartz, I would suggest.
I think.
And also.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if he downloads the vision board, I think that would be very, very helpful for him.
Yeah, what I was picking up, Calvin, is just that there's just been a shift in many areas of your life. And I just wanted to share with you, because we're going to run out of time here pretty quick here. But yeah. I wanted to share with you that, you know, a lot of people ask me what their purpose is. And they want their, you know, and they're concerned about fulfilling their purpose. And what I have found working with the vast majority of people is that, you know, really what your purpose is to be a balanced human being and the best version of yourself. And so that means your body, your soul, and your spirit all desire satisfaction. And so what I liked about what Susie was saying is that, you know, this is coming up directly about opening the heart. And this is why this rose quartz keeps coming up, Susie. You know, that's such a heart-opening stone. And so when people are feeling a little bit closed down and then they sort of allow themselves to move into this place of openness, quite often that will feel uncomfortable. And so we wanted to just strengthen you and everybody else to the discomfort. And we've run out of time for working on this, but if you want to email me, you can email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and share your experience of, you know, if you're noticing a shift here. I only have a couple minutes left here, so I wanted to ask you, Susie, if you would just, you know, tell us some more about you, some things that you would like to leave with the listeners here.
I just need to give Calvin one more stone that I think he could work with, and that would be obsidian. Obsidian is a great stone for soaking up negativity. So, something that I can leave you, well, I think 2016 has been one hell of a year, one way or another. There have been so many changes going on, for me personally, as well as on the planet. And I think that so many shifts taking place, we all need to regroup and just gather our skirts around us again, you know, that lovely old English phrase, gather your skirts about, gird your loins.
And we can just tell that's the English coming out in you.
Yeah, absolutely. Gird your loins and get ready for a blast in 2017.
I agree, Susie. Let's kick up our heels and let's dance. And so, you know, we're here to experience life. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you so very much. And, you know, I'd love to have you on the show again sometime and talk to you again. And I just wanted to say thank you so very much for your time and your energy today. And also, I just wanted to say again what a pleasure it is to, you know, share an inspiring story and Life Sparks with you. And thank you for being you. This is Colette Marie Steffen.
Right back at you.
Okay. We'll be back next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit The Truth Is Funny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.